Hey, psst, psst. Psst. Do you know what is free and improvised music?
Free and improvised music is...
Experimental and free improvised music is... Experimental, free, improvised. Avant-garde creative is adventurous and, of course, in result of regular and constant...
non-cash grabbing.
Godbeni imperializem seje semena svobodne, tradicionalne in sodobne, improvizirane, eksperimentalne, avantgardne in kreativne godbene sredine.
C'est tellement bon du jazz, surtout quand c'est français. Alors c'est ça, oui.
My name is Bertolt Brecht. I'm living at 34 West 73rd Street, New York. I'm born in Augsburg, Germany, February the 10th, 1890. 10th of February, 1889. I'm not a citizen of the United States. I have only my first papers. I had to leave Germany 33 in February when Hitler took power. Then I went to Denmark. But when war seemed imminent, then 39, I had to leave for Sweden, Stockholm. I remained there for 1 year. Then Hitler invaded Norway and Denmark, and I had to leave Sweden, and I went to Finland there to wait for my visa for the United States. I am a playwright and a poet. I am written a number of poems, songs, and plays in the fight against Hitler, and of course they can be considered therefore as revolutionary, because I, of course, was for the overthrow of that
government. Lepo zdrav, daj godbeni imperializem na valovih Radija Študent, daj z neprilagojeno godbo za neprilagojena ušesa. Tokrat se bomo skupaj z italijanskim ustvarjalcem Alessandrom Bosetijem podali v členjenje glasov skozi njegovo ploščo Zwölfzungen, prisluhnili improvizirani godbi francoskega dvojca Matthias Forsch in Olivier Tolemun s plošče Pie and Mash ter nekaj izbranim glasovom ob klavirski spremljavi s plošče skladatelja Petra Ablingerja Voices and Piano. Spričujoče plošče Voices and Piano avstrijskega skladatelja in zvočnega umetnika Petra Ablingerja, izdane letos pri založbi Kairos, smo pravkar slišali skladbo naslovljeno preprosto Bertolt Brecht. Sam naslov plošče in skladbe že razkrivata Ablingerjev koncept, ki se skriva v ciklu planiranih 80 krajših kompozicij. V njih skladatelj raziskuje ritmično strukturo glasu, odtenke zvočnih barv v njem, pomenskost in premovke, ki jih nato pretvori v klavirske tone, ki jih na plošči izvaja pianist Nicholas Hodges, za katerega je cikel tudi napisan. Pričujoči cikl Ablinger smatra kot lastno pesmarico, v kateri je klavir v funkciji svojstvenega analitičnega orodja, pesmi pa svojstveni zvočni portreti govorcev samih. Ablinger se z uporabo izvornih posnetkov govorov znanih oseb poklanja celi plejadi pomembnih osebnosti prejšnjega in zdajšnjega stoletja iz sveta umetnosti, politike, znanosti, filozofije in dalje. Na pričujoči izdaji se nahaja 19 portretov, med njimi pa so Jean-Paul Sartre, Martin Heidegger, Mao Tse-tung, Pier Paolo Pasolini, Orson Welles, Ezra Pound, Mati Teresa, Lech Walesa, Gertrude Stein, že slišani Bertolt Brecht in drugi. Mi si bomo privoščili še 2 portreta iz sveta sodobne umetnosti, najprej ameriškega skladatelja Mortona Feldmana in nato še Marcela Duchampa. Skladbi Petra Ablingerja ob klavirski spremljavi pianista Nikola Zahoča samo na 89,3
MHz. And to this day, when I copy out a page, and I'm getting to the end of the page, there's no ideas. It always works. Because what happens, you say, I'm not getting any ideas, and then, of course, the minute you say that, you get an idea. So it's a marvelous strategy, and that's exactly how I work. I write for half a day, I copy for the other half a day, and then the following day, I continue the same. I think about it all the time. It annoys me. Because we always want to. After all, someone said to me the reason Charlie Chaplin was a universal figure, because people that saw it felt that they couldn't get any lower than what was happening in his life. And that's why we perhaps like Fred Astaire, because we can never, ever be like Fred Astaire. And compositionally, I always wanted to be like Fred Astaire. After all, I'm a New Yorker. Generalization is this. Black notes, white notes. Short durations, long durations. In other words, reinvestigating in a general sense, some kind of reality principle, not a conceptual principle, but a reality principle of what the hell music is. And then finding some way, not conceptually, but in listening to the piece. And not listening that profoundly, which stops me from getting a compositional idea. I go ahead and write the piece with a very conscious yin-yang aspect. What am I going to do, Leslie? What am I going to do? Not to make it interesting, to write a piece. You know Mies van der Rohe's remark. I don't want to be interesting, I want to be good. I want to write a piece. Most people think, what could I do? I think, what shouldn't I do?
that's why when you feel that the music is going this way and should go that way, and I went this way, it's like you're following what you feel is the logical course of its continuity. Doesn't work now. But that psychology, what I shouldn't do, perhaps, is involved with the fact that I'm Jewish. What is known as Jewish paranoia. I don't feel comfortable enough to feel that everything is on my side, that it's going to work just the way I want it. I'm not suspicious, I'm just careful. People like me could make it out of anything. Take my word for that also. That's a problem, listening to people like me or anybody who you feel might have secret information. Listen to me. You're lost.
I have a very definite theory, call it theory, so that I can be wrong, that a work of art exists only when the spectator has looked at it. Until then, it's only something that has been done that might disappear and nobody would know about it. But the spectator consecrates it by saying, this is good. We'll keep it. And the spectator in that case becomes posterity. And posterity keeps the museum full of paintings, don't they? Today. My impression is that these museums, called the Prado, called the National Gallery, called the Louvre, are only receptacles of things that have survived, probably mediocre. Because they happen to have survived is no reason to make them so important and big and beautiful. And if there's no justification for that, that label of beautiful. They have survived. Why have they survived? It's not because they are beautiful. It's because they have survived by the law of chance. And I think my real feeling is that a work of art is only a work of art for a very short period. There's a life in a work of art which is short, even shorter than man's lifetime. I call it 20 years. After 20 years, an impressionist painting has ceased to be an impressionist painting because the material, the color, the paint has darkened so much. That's no more what the man did when he painted it. All right. That's one way of looking at it. So I apply this rule to all artworks. And they, after 20 years, are finished. Their life is over. They survive, all right, because they are curators of art history. And art history is not art. I don't believe in preserving. I think, as I said, the work of art dies. It's a thing of contemporary life. In other words, in your life, you might see things. It's because it's contemporary with your life. It's been made at the same time as you were alive. And it has all the requisites of the definition of work of art, which is to make. And your contemporaries are making works of art. They are works of art at the time you live. But once you are dead, they die too. And the reason is that ideas can survive more without distortion, without death is longer for ideas, because the language stays on for at least a few centuries. In other words, 50 years ago we liked this, 100 years ago we liked that, showing the doubtful judgment of humanity on works of art. And that's why I like it to be only 20 years old. I have a short life. I didn't care. Yes, I learned it in Lille. I was lunching with a friend of mine who had it, and Miss Dryer. And she couldn't announce it to me. It was very funny. So, in fact, when she was so much moved by the fact that she had to announce it to me. My reaction was a cold reaction to help her, of charity, instead of despair. And it was exactly like that. It was not despair at all. I have a very great form of philosophy of that kind, to accept any malheur as it comes. I mean, I'm not going to fight it too much. I don't fight back. I'm against the word anti because it's a bit like atheist as compared to believer. And an atheist is just as much of a religious man as the believer is. And an anti-artist is just as much of an artist as the other artist. An artist would be much better if I could change it. Instead of anti-artist, A-N artist, meaning no artist at all. That would be my conception. I don't mind being an artist.
The lonely guy, come on, ma. No do get home, no let Chacon again, it's on stage, Chacon again.
Geek again.
No, it's on stage.
Geek again.
Honey night.
Geek again.
No, and he gonna get the lonely guy to choose. Geek again.
Geek again. Geek again.
Corn again.
Chacon again. Geek again. The lonely
guy. The Nina Haley don't know that.
I'd say
you used the country. No then, Chacon again, Eastern country.
The lonely gang.
The lonely gang.
The lonely gang.
No do to get home.
Chacon again. Geek again. Geek again.
No,
Chacon again. Delu gang.
The lonely gang.
The lonely gang.
The lonely gang, Eastern.
The lonely gang.
The lonely gang, come on, ma. No do get home, no let Chacon again. It's on stage, Chacon again.
Gunna gay, Unega.
Uneg.
Uneg. Uneg, you know what? The lonely gang, you know what?
No, it's on stage. Honey, night.
Gonna gang, gonna gang.
I'd say you used the country. No, then, Chacon again, Eastern country.
I'd say, Giga gay was cola.
No, then, and they gonna get the lonely gay to choose.
Ward again.
Then, you know, he later, no, let
Chacon again.
No,
was cola. Chacon again was cola. Giga gay.
Gonna gay is black, Unegas white.
No, gonna home, no, see you. My youth, no. Os nå sådan han og jeg gør han og mig mig der også det skal og klæde dig.
Kom. Det er hvad det gør sig Nå der er det ikke. Det er der når jeg står. Kom.
Jeg gør han og jeg siger mig jo nå. Os nå sådan han og jeg gør han og mig mig der også det skal og klæde dig.
Gælde godt det. Gælde godt det. Gælde godt det.
Jeg gør han og jeg siger mig jo nå. Os nå sådan han og jeg gør han og mig mig der også det skal og klæde dig.
Det skal ikke lade godt det ikke. Det skal ikke lade godt det ikke. Jeg er wake, jeg tager jeg wake ikke sju. Jeg tager jeg wake ikke gå ikke gå gæjum. Det er noget ting. Det er noget ting.
Og der her gå gæjum. Og stak ud af dig. Og der hører sig ikke af jer, og gæk sig over dig. Og stak ud af dig. Og stak ud af dig. Se skar i her. Se skar i her. Og der hører sig ikke af her, og snak af. Gør skar i her. Da hører jeg dig, kan jeg jo ikke. Se noget af det her. Og da hører dig, kan jeg jo ikke. Da kan jeg jo ikke. Here's another, huh?
This guy. This guy. Doggy awake. I doggy awake. I doggy awake. See nothing.
We don't hear it, okay, you know? First off, we're down here. We don't hear it, see, okay, you know? Okay, so what? First off, we're down. See Scotty, huh? See Scotty, huh? Who don't hear to get hurt, that's right, yeah. Gonna scout, huh? Who don't hear to get hurt, is it? See nobody, huh?
Giga gay.
Po svojstveni glasbeni analizi glasu skozi glas Mortona Feldmana in Marcela Duchampa ob klavirski spremljavi kompoziciji skladatelja Petra Ablingerja v nadaljevanju oddaje ostajamo še vedno v domeni glasu. Vendar tokrat vstopamo v prostor nerazumevanja, manjka v strukturi, ki se poraja ob nerazumevanju tujega jezika. Nerazumevanje je jedro plošče Zwölszungen, italijanskega glasbenika in zvočnega umetnika Alessandra Bossettija. Delo, ki ga je Bossetti najprej ustvaril za nemški nacionalni radio, letos pa ga je na CD-ki izdala ameriška založba Sedimental. Zwölszungen pomeni 12 jezikov, prav toliko jezikov, med njimi en izmišljen, pa se nahaja v 12 skladbah plošče, plošče jezikov, ki jih Bossetti ne razume, oziroma jih razume skozi njihov zven, ritem, barvo in ostale zvočne karakteristike, inherentne glasu in jeziku. Bossetti jih nato prevede v glasbeno govorico, bodi si utrto v elektronski zvočni milje, v dvogovor z dodatkom lastnega glasu in interpretacije nad izvornim govorcem, bodi si z upeljavo akustičnih glasbil. Splošče 12 jezikov smo že poslušali skladbo Giga Gay Kamama v jeziku Čerokijev, sledita pa je še Restless, Bossettijeva interpretacija mandarinščine in Signora Relax. Alessandro Bossetti, samo v godbenem imperializmu, Radija Študent.
Walken in ega pong yo ta jo han kwai Ta suo hua hen kuai Ta zi fan hen kuai Ta de shen zi hen kuai
Doi ta
熟，缓慢，我跟他吃慢，我跟他说话。
V zadnjem kosu oddaje bomo izpregli iz objema glasu in prisluhnili improvizaciji francoskega dvojca Matthias Forge, Pozavna in Olivier Tolemund, akustični objekti, seveda zvočno ojačani. Dvojec je letos v seriji Duos for Brass založbe Another Timber posnel svoj prvenec, naslovljen Pie and Mash. In v eni skoraj 40-minutni improvizaciji zarezal tehnološki milje binarnih kodov elektronske zvočne govorice ter se vrnil nazaj k mehaničnim zvokom različnih vibrirajočih objektov. Ti menitno in domišljeno ropotajo, zvenijo, pokajo, škripajo, cvilijo in prasketajo v rokah Olivieja Tolemunda, ki Matthias Forge preko razširjenih tehnik igranja pozavne subtilno dodaja piš, šum, perkusivne poke in trkljanje ter zamolkle teksture. S to domišljeno, delno zadržano, hkrati tudi iskrivo in duhovito glasbo francoskega dvojca, pa se poslavlja še ena edicija oddaje Godbeni imperializem na valovih Radija Študent. Ob tem pa ne pozabite na jutrišnji koncert trija Full Blast v klubu Gromka na Metelkovi, kjer vam bo ušesa ponovno poskušal odpihniti Peter Brötzmann svojo ekipo. Do tedaj se poslavlja Luka Zagoričnik. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know what is free and improvised music?
Free and improvised music is...
Experimental and free improvised music is... Experimental, free, improvised. Avant-garde creative is an adventurous and, of course, in result of regular and constant...
Non-cash-grabbing.
Godbeni imperializem seje semena svobodne, tradicionalne in sodobne, improvizirane, eksperimentalne, avantgardne in kreativne godbene sredine.
C'est tellement bon du jazz, surtout quand c'est français. Alors c'est ça, oui.